Hello and welcome to another episode of Life on Purpose. I am your host, Phil Britton, and today's topic, we're talking about winners win and losers lose. Yeah, a little bit of a slap in the face, winners win and losers lose, or quitters quit. And we're just going to unpack that a little bit because I think that if we look at the world as it is right now, okay, you're really going to have two sides of the fence. There's a side of the fence, there's a line, and I'm going to talk about that line in a minute, and we're going to unpack a concept called Orbed. If you haven't heard of Orbed, I urge you to go Google it, go find out about Orbed, above and below the line performance. And if that line is a fence, there are the side or the people here in the world that live on one side of the fence, which is the people who are winners, and there are people who live on the other side, which are losers or quitters or have that sort of mentality or mindset or those beliefs around it. So winners win, losers lose. There are people out there winning massively. And that whole saying, like the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, that's because there is that line, there is that fence. And the rich or the winners, they do certain things. They have certain habitual ways of thinking, that habitual ways of doing. They have different types of mindsets and beliefs around what it is that they do. Whereas I guess the poor or the losers or the quitters in life, they have certain behaviors, certain beliefs, certain ways of thinking that they have in their life as well. Now, let me just put this in perspective. When we were all born into this world, we were all the same. But as you grow from a child and you learn to crawl, walk, and run, the same thing happens with the what makes you who you are, all right? So when we're born, you didn't have any fears. You didn't really have any beliefs. You didn't have any really mindsets. You learned that over your childhood and into your teens and so on and so forth. So as you've grown as a child into an adult, you've collected beliefs, mindsets, ways of doing things, behaviors, etc., which has made you who you are today. Now, good or bad, the good news is if you've learned these things, you can unlearn these things and you can replace them with different ways of thinking, different mindsets, different beliefs. So let's have a think about this and let's unpack this Orbed model. The Orbed model is above and below the line behavior. If you're above the line, you're a victor, you're a winner, you're someone who is successful in areas of your life. When you're below the line, you're the victim. And you're the loser or the quitter, and then it's such a bad word saying a loser, but at the end of the day, those people who continually and habitually lose, they have certain ways that make that happen, all right? And we're gonna unpack that a little bit. So if you're watching this on the video, thank you. You can probably have the time to write some notes. If you're listening to this as a podcast and you're driving, have a think about it. Go back later on after you've listened to this in your travel or your commute, and you can unpack this a little bit more. Maybe write a list of your habitual things that you do, and maybe you can uncover if you're a victor or a victim. So, Orbed, above the line behavior, comes down to the OAR, or ownership. Winners, people who win, people who are successful in life, take ownership of themselves. They take ownership of their life. They take ownership of who they are, where they are in their life. So ownership, winners take ownership. They also have accountability. They're accountable for their actions. Win, lose, or draw, no matter how good or how bad their actions or the result of something may be, they will be accountable for those actions. All right, so ownership, accountability, and responsibility. They are responsible. They take ownership and responsibility to take the next steps. So, you know, something happens, I'm accountable. Yep, that was me. Win, lose, or draw, good or bad. Now I'm responsible for what I'm gonna do with that, with the result of that. So winners take ownership and have accountability and take responsibility. That's above the line behavior. That's above the line behavior and performance. Below the line performance is bed. Below the line, B-E-D. People who are below the line, the victims, the losers, the quitters, the people who always seem to always be on that side of the line and always sort of look at the other side and go, oh, it's okay for them because they were either born into it, or it's okay for them because they were X or Y. These people have hold blame. They blame everyone and everything about where they are for where they are right now. They are blaming everyone. They don't take ownership. They blame everyone else. They also, have excuses. They've got every excuse under the sun for why they don't go to the gym, for why they don't eat healthy, for why they don't start that business. They have every excuse under the sun for why they don't take the bin out. That's me pointing the finger at me. Sorry, lovely. My wife, I'm continually getting better at taking the bin out. But they have every excuse under the sun for not leveling up, for not learning, for not growing, for not getting the results they want. And last but not least, the D, they are in denial. They're in denial of where they are. You know, they're not taking it, and they're not taking stock, and they go, all right, they're not being clear, like, right, I am who I am. I am in this position because of this reason. All right, what can I do to dig myself out of this position? So just unpack that a little bit more. Let's just dive in and go over that. A winning mindset is above the line. It's ownership, accountability, and responsibility. And victims or losers or quitters, they are below the line where they have blame, excuses, and they have denial about where they are. That is very simple. That is a very simple thing. We actually have this poster up in my martial arts office, and we have this poster of Orbed, the above and below the line. And it's very simple for us with my staff to be able to go, is this thing that you're bringing to me, is this decision that you're making, or is this challenge or problem that we're having, is this above the line or below the line performance? And it's very quickly for them to go, actually, yep, I'm making excuses. Or, you know, I'm in denial of the actual reality of where we are. Or, you know what, I'm gonna blame the environment. I'm gonna blame because it's raining. I'm gonna blame because the way people are consuming marketing right now is the reason why we don't have enough leads, or whatever it may be. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Where are you on the fence? Where are you on the line? Are you above the line? And are you a victor, or are you below the line? I know you are a victim. Now, the good news is, doesn't matter where you are, if you're a victor, you can increase the level of results that you get by improving all those areas. The good news is, if you're a victim and if you're someone who loses and quits all the time, the good news is there's a line you can jump. There's a fence you can climb over, and you can start training yourself to identify this pattern that you make so you can dig and claw yourself out. So a couple of other things that I've found just from my life and the people who are around me, what makes, I believe, is a winner or a loser or a quitter. Winners keep going no matter the challenge. They keep going no matter the failures. No matter what happens in their life, they fail. They know that failure is a lesson. Failure is only a failure if you don't learn from it. So winners, people who are succeeding in life, keep going no matter how many times they fail. They keep going no matter how many times they fall over and skin their knees. Just remember back when you were a child and you were learning to ride a bike. How many times did you fall over? All right? But you kept going. You never gave up. You kept pushing it because the need and the desire to be able to ride a bike was so much greater than the fear of falling off the bike. No matter what happened, you kept getting yourself back up. So winners always keep going, they never give up. Whereas losers and quitters, they give up very, very easily. So as you can see, early on in your life, you may have been taught to give up quicker, to not give something a turn, to not keep going. And that may be a reason for why you are where you are right now. Remember, the good news is you can change it, all right? It can be changed. Number two is they always look for the positive in any situation. So winners are always looking for the positive in every situation, rather than losers always see the worst. All right? They see they're on the side of effect, like everything happens to them and it's not my fault, it's their fault. Whereas winners, even if it happens to them, they think about, well, look, let's see if we can find the positive out of this situation. I'm going to shoot you right down the barrel here of the camera, and if you're listening on the audio, yeah, you may or may not know, I was blown up in the Bali bombing 2002, burnt to 60% of my body. I lost 7 of my closest friends. Times were tough and was really bad. And it was very difficult for me at certain times to look for the positive in that. I mean, just ask yourself, if you were blown up and nearly died several times and lost a bunch of your friends, it's hard to see the positive in that. And you know what? There was a time to feel bad, and there was a time to see the worst. And there was a time where I wanted to give up. So I did have a loser's mentality, a giving up mentality. It's okay to have it temporarily. That is the difference. It's okay. Life is full of ebbs and flows, rises and falls. And, you know, life's going to happen. And sometimes life's going to serve you some challenges. And you're going to feel like you want to give up. You're going to see the worst in those situations. And you want to curl up and just give up. But you can't stay there. That's the difference. That makes a difference. I was there. I dug myself out. I look for the positive in this situation. I got a second chance at life. You know, I got to see life from a different perspective. The positive was, even though this bad thing happened to me, I can then go and share that experience and inspire and motivate everyone else around me in schools, in high schools, in universities, at corporates and businesses, like I do with my motivational speaking. And if I can turn on the light, that light bulb in one person's life, if I can get them to see the other side of life, the other way of thinking, then maybe that's why I survived. And that's one of the positives of going through what I've been through. I can relate nearly dying several times. I can relate wanting to give up but not doing it. I can relate wanting to die myself but pulling myself from those grips and rising above. So winners look for the positive, even when there may not be any. They will still find a positive. They'll find a reason for this. And if all that is to learn not to do that again, well, then that's a positive, my friends. That is a positive. Number three in some of the traits that you need to be, if you're going to be if you're going to be a winner, is you need to learn that pushing the comfort zone is a good thing. Pushing the comfort zone, breaking free of the fear, the what holds you back, the limiting beliefs that stop you from achieving. You know, if you think of yourself in this glass ball, and in the glass ball, you're in your comfort zone. Well, outside, once you break it and shatter that glass ball, that's another level of learnings, another level of growing, another level of ability that you have. And then in that comfort zone there'll be another, want and desire to stay there and not go any further. But we all know winners, people who strive for success, keep breaking the barrier and smashing down the comfort zone, because with every new level that you break down, for every new wall that you climb, there is a new level of growth. There's a new level of result. So pushing through the comfort zone, as hard as it may be, is good for you. Like, I've climbed mountains, I've jumped out of planes, I've done some crazy things, and it's never been easy. And I've wanted to give up. But I knew if I just step by step push through, if I could just break through this fear of wanting to of what might happen, this in my mind internally wanting to give up, I know that I'm gonna reap the rewards in the end. Okay? Whereas losers and quitters, they stay within their comfort zone. It's too comfortable out here. They don't want to fail. They don't want to learn. They don't want to get out. You know, deep down they do, but there's something that's holding them back. That's a deeper, more meaningful reason on why they don't do that. So we need to uncover that pattern and learn how to break that pattern as well. So how do we break that pattern? Here's a couple of strategies for you guys who are going, yes, Phil, thank you so much. I really want to learn more. I want to know how to break the pattern. Number one is catch yourself out. If you start drifting to the negative beliefs, the negative talk, the fear, if you start drifting to wanting to use blame, excuses, and denial, you need to catch yourself, bang. Catch yourself out right there and then. Stop following that pattern that you always follow and break the pattern. Go, stop, Phil, I'm going to stop thinking this. What is the opposite of this? And reframe it. So if I'm thinking, you know, I want to get fitter. I know I need to get up early, and but I like my sleep-ins. You know, I do too. But I got to push the boundary. I've got to catch myself and go, rather than just sleeping in for another hour, I know what it's going to feel like when I get up this hour earlier at 5 a.m. And I know what it's going to feel like, and I know what that it's going to mean in my day. In the outcome of that day, I know what it's going to feel like in that day, and the results that I'm going to achieve, and the things that I'm going to tick off my to-do list if I get up early and just get started. And so you've got to be able to see the pattern occurring, see the limiting fear, see the belief, see the pattern, and then reframe it and try and trick yourself, I guess, or try and see the brighter side of it. And what can help you is strategy number two is ask yourself the right questions. When you ask yourself the right questions, then you're going to get the right answers. When you ask yourself the wrong questions, you get the wrong answers. So what I mean is if we talk about this waking up at 5 a.m. and going to the gym or going for a workout or hitting some things that you need to do off your to-do list or whatever it may be. If I do X, if I sleep in an extra hour and wake up at 6, what will happen? I'll wake up demotivated because I knew I gave up. I will wake up behind the eight ball. I'll be playing catch up all day. I know that if I wake up at six, my kids will run in and they're waking me up. And I know when I wake up and my kids wake me up, it makes me feel bad. I'm not ready for them. Whereas if I do wake up, what's that going to make me feel? How's that going to change the outlook of that day? So if I wake up at 5 a.m., I'm going to get up and I do a half an hour of power of a workout or whatever it may be. I'm going to get up and get breakfast sorted. When my kids come running through that door and they wake up at 6, I'm going to be greeting them with smiles and hugs and stuff like that. So I'm going to be ready for them. That's going to set them up for their day, which is going to set me up for the day. And ask yourself, what is worth it? Is it worth it, sleeping in or getting up? And I can guarantee if you can start catching yourself out and reframing it and asking yourself those questions, you're gonna change the results that you get in your life. Day by day, you will get stronger. And that's important, okay? I'm gonna leave you with this quote. If you take care of the days, the years will take care of themselves. We all want these big plans in our life, right? 5-year goals, 10-year goals. This is such a big leap. Take care of the days. How can you set this day up to be the best day of your life and do that day after day, month after month, and you will get there. Your year will be an incredible year. All right, guys, I hope you've enjoyed this particular video podcast. Please, wherever you're watching this, subscribe. Head over to iTunes, Apple iTunes, Spotify. We're on Anchor as well. Wherever you're watching this, if you're watching the video on YouTube, go and hit subscribe. Go like it on my Facebook page. Guys, I really want to share this far and wide, and it's important that if you feel that this message could help empower, motivate, and inspire someone in your life, you've got to take action, guys. Stop staying and playing within the comfort zone and start stepping up and living life on purpose. Take care, guys, and I'll see you on the next episode. Ciao. Hey, hope you enjoyed today's message. It would mean the world to me if you could like, share, and or comment wherever you are listening to this. And don't forget to subscribe.